With the bye week past, the Jaguars back to work Monday. Some early prep for Sunday's game at Tennessee, and also the first day of reaction after the suspension of wide receiver Justin Blackmon. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen, J.P. Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman. And Jeff, I thought the bye week was supposed to be a quiet week.
Crazy, wasn't it? Because, you know, on Friday afternoon, you think, okay, the weekend is here, it's time for college football, and the news comes out. And I don't think it was designed in that fashion, but, you know, they always say if you're ever going to put out a bad press release, Friday afternoons are the best. And so I think that maybe worked out for the Jaguars' benefit that the league released it on Friday.
Let's get into this Justin Blackmon news. On Friday, the league announced that the second-year wide receiver suspended indefinitely for a violation of the NFL policy and program for substances of abuse. He missed the first four games for his first violation. Now he'll miss the last eight games without pay, no longer allowed in the team facility either. And Blackmon can apply for reinstatement to the league prior to the 2014 season. Today, for the first time, head coach Gus Bradley and players in the locker room reacted to the news.
I told you in the beginning I trusted him, you know, from the start. And we've had good conversations through that. I think in my conversations with Justin through this time, we got to know each other better and better. And I think for me right now, the best thing for us and our organization is we're focusing on our team and the tasks that we have in front of us. Now, on the side, I'm not going to lie to you, I do want to make sure that he's going in the right direction.
Didn't see it coming. So I was confused and I was hurt, not for myself or the team, but for him to understand how, you know, I know how he took it, you know what I mean? I understand how he's thinking right now, and to have your dream or your passion taken away from you at such a young age is difficult. So, you know, I was definitely upset for him, but, you know, I'm happy for him because he's confronting his issue and going about it the right way now.
And there have been multiple national reports that Blackmon will enter a rehab program. Jeff, how big of a blow is this to the organization?
Well, I mean, look at the difference in the offense from the first four games to the second four games. I mean, his impact has been felt, 125 yards game of difference. So clearly he's had a big impact. You know, and I feel bad for Justin Blackmon. I like Justin Blackmon. I think he's a good guy. He obviously has a big problem, and I wish him the best. And unfortunately, he's not going to be able to have the support of his teammates and the team during this time.
So for the team in the locker room, how does this kind of news affect that chemistry in the locker room?
Well, I think it can affect the chemistry in a very bad way because a lot of players are going to react like a lot of fans would. Some of them are going to be concerned for Justin, and there are going to be a lot of players that are going to be very upset with Justin because it's impacted the team in the long term. So I don't know exactly how the team overall will feel, but I can tell you this. They have a feeling one way or the other.
Sure. GM Dave Caldwell on Friday during the announcement said that the team's going to stick with Justin through this. One of their members needs help. They're going to help him. Is that the right move, or should they cut him right now?
I think you have to support him. I mean, not because he's a great player, just because he's a part of the family. I mean, if you're going to preach that concept, then you have to stand by that. And Gus Bradley and David Caldwell have preached the family concept to this football team, and going forward, you have to make sure you live by your word.
Can he make it back on this team next year?
I'm so not worried about that with Justin. You know, I'm worried about Justin getting back to making good decisions. And clearly, whatever he did was not the decision for him, and it was not a good decision. Now, whether it's alcohol, look, I don't know. I'm just worried about Justin Blackmon. You know, but there's been a lot of examples in the National Football League in the past. I mean, some guys that have overcome huge obstacles, huge issues, and have gone on to lead successful careers for a very long time. I hope he's one of them. I hope he's one of those happy stories.
Time to hear from Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. He has some thoughts about Justin Black.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone. And as the Jaguars reconvene after the bye, they do so at a critical time. They're 0-8, and without Justin Blackmon, perhaps their best player for the rest of the season. Tough times, and no one will tell you the Jaguars are better without Blackmon than with. His impact was notable when he returned four games ago, and his absence will be noticed. If this isn't a low point, it's close. At the same time, it doesn't change much in the big picture. The Jaguars' season has always been about establishing a foundation for the future, and the second half of the season will still be about that. There's no Luke Jokel, and now there's no Blackmon. But there is Josh Evans, Jonathan Cyprin, Austin Pastor, Dwayne Grotz. Can those players start emerging? Can a core form? Those are critical questions. From the outside, a question also will be, can the Jaguars win a game? But the biggest question facing the team is, can they improve? That's been the goal all season. And improvement didn't happen in the last two games before the bye. there has been a belief that the second half of the season could be a time to show improvement. The schedule eases, and after 8 games, there should be some continuity on both sides of the ball. Showing that improvement will be tougher now without Blackman, but it still needs to happen. How much can be shown, and if the team can stay together in this critical time, that's how we'll measure the rest of the Jaguars' 2013 season.
Okay, Jeff, hey, it's back to football now. It's a game week. The Tennessee Titans, an AFC South Division rival, and you get to go to Nashville.
Well, you get to go to Nashville, and that's kind of the month of November. The November is going to be the road month. 3 out of the next 4 games are on the road, so the Jaguars are going to be taking on Tennessee. And I've watched Tennessee on film. Pretty good football team. Chris Johnson had a big week last week, so I'm looking forward to this team getting better in the second half of the season.
They had lost 3 in a row, got a big win last week to get it 4-4. Mm-hmm. Jaguars all access tonight. Who you got?
We got D-Rob. Hey. You know who D-Rob is?
I've heard of him.
You've heard the nickname a million times.
That's right.
That's Denard Robinson. And I'm also looking forward in the second half of the season of seeing Denard Robinson's role increase. I think it will.
That's 7 o'clock tonight on CBS 47. Jeff Lagerman and TV's Brent Martineau are the hosts.
TV's Brent Martineau.
That's right. How about that? That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Townsend Goldstrike.